Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
We got to do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we got to do? Toga party.
We could go the other way with some of the misses, too. So we don't want to do that, Joe.
Whoa. Now you're going to chop me at the knees?
I think you're way out of line talking to me like that.
No, I'm not chopping at the knees.
Maybe I'm showboating.
You're peacocking a little bit. You're peacocking a little bit.
There you go. Yeah, I am. I got the Technicolor Dreamcoat jacket on. I'm walking out. I'm coming out down the aisle, okay, from the tunnel, and I'm like Ric Flair. Woo! Here I come.
And if you think for 1 minute that you guys are going to walk around telling the world that Ric Flair is done, you're out of your mind.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. A lot going on as we will fully start to dive into all of the games on the card for the NFL Week 5, including tomorrow night. We got to put the SGP together for the Colts and the Broncos, Thursday night football. We've also got several hundred college football games to get through for this weekend, including a game going on right now, fourth quarter at the Bounce House in Orlando. With UCF, a cushy 21-point lead on SMU. Man, how does that kid drop that ball? Are you serious? I mean, you're wide open at the 10. I mean, people got the over here. Catch the football. So we have that. The MLB regular season is thankfully over. I mean, thank God. 162 games in the books. The playoffs start on Friday. So we'll touch on that. The matchups are set. We've got tickets to put in, that's for sure. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Oh, you're pumped up, baby. Pumped up. A little mojo in the open. Great intro to come into the show today. We got life here with the football game in terms of UCF dominating the Mustangs. I love it. Love it. John Rhys Plumlee, the Gus Bus. Week 6 of college football. I love the slate in college football. I'm telling you that right now. There's about 14 games I love.
God,
don't like
14
love.
Games.
I love Carver. Love.
Wow. Joe going to be bit. No Guardians and Rays for Joe at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Game 2 out in Cleveland. We'll be
not even
here.
Possible.
Hope we get any of that.
No way.
From Joe on Saturday afternoon. He's got 14 games on the card that he's got his eyes on. Jeez, Joe.
Love it. From 12 straight through. The late night action, too, I haven't even touched on, but there's some pretty good games late night, too.
I was reading today about, you know, obviously Oregon always struggles in Tucson, right?
I know.
I've heard all these stories. Oregon struggles in Tucson. Yeah, come on. Arizona sucks, Joe. I mean, you know that. They're going to be all right. But first, Joe, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM. Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us here tonight. So like I was saying, Joe, 21-point lead for UCF. They're laying 20.5 live, 55.5 the total. The late night games.
Great.
Since you just brought them up. Let me see here. Let me just get the full card in front of me. There we go, Joe.
I love it.
Oregon is in. That's really not. It's late night, but not late night like we usually say. That's a 9 o'clock Eastern kick.
The 9:45 is the late night.
That's where that start. That's where you. Yeah. I personally feel 10 or later, but I'll give you the 15 minutes there. So Fresno and Boise at 9:45 East. Hawaii and the Aztecs at 10:30 East. Oregon State and Stanford at 11 East is the late night schedule this week. And we've had better late windows. That's for sure. We've had better.
Yeah, but I love two of the three games out of there.
You love two of the three games.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably on Fresno getting the 7.5.
Love them. Cause, plus, because
you got the, Boise's one of the, like, that's one of the leasey five. Like, you'll play against them every single chance that you get.
I'm sitting on the under 9 with them. I need
I understand.
That. I need
I'm
Fresno.
Sitting on the under 9.5 with Fresno. So,
well, one of us will be right.
Well, it's going good for me so far. I could probably
so
afford to win
it. It's going
at this
good
point.
For me, too. No, they're 2-2.
How could San Diego State's laying 21.5 to Hawaii? Can they score 21 points?
That's a great question.
Can they score 21? I know Hawaii's really bad. Take the over. Joe, neither team can score.
Yeah, but it's Hawaii. They should be able to run
Joe,
on them. I mean,
neither team can score any points.
I know, but I like the over.
I'm
Oregon
surprised
State
it doesn't have the same total as like the Rutgers Iowa game a couple weeks ago.
Very true. I like the over in Oregon State. That game always sails over. Always.
56.5.
Love it. Love it.
Blind bet, Joseph. That's a blind bet. Plumlee's over 300 now, Joe. 18 for 27, 301, and two touchdowns. John Reese. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We'll come back and rock it on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
I think we ought to knock his block off.
And Joe Lisi.
An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6789. Good to have you with us here tonight. 34-13, still 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I don't think the pregame over is going to make it, Joe.
Nah,
64.
It's got no juice. They're running. They're running.
Man, they got 47. I mean,
you would need, need 63.
It got up to 64.5 this afternoon. So if you played it before the game, I mean, UCF's at the 40. They could get another. At halftime, it was 54.5. And as I say that, they bust off a 30-yard run, so they're at the 10. I don't think it's impossible with these two teams, Joe, at 6.5. I don't think it's completely dead. I wouldn't feel great about it. What do they got the live at? I don't have it on the board right now. It's locked. I know you don't want to hear this, Joe, because you're in football mode. And I was actually stunned to really realize it because I knew the preseason was going on. I mean, hockey starts like on Tuesday.
Oh, don't even. Are you serious?
Yeah. It's the opening night. It actually starts Friday afternoon. They're playing two games.
That's great. Wonderful.
They're playing two games in Prague.
Come on.
The Predators and the Sharks to start the
regular season. You're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe. You're not
going
to fall for the banana and the tailpipe?
I mean, come on.
Prague for the Predators and the Sharks on Friday and Saturday.
You're really pushing the envelope with this show. Really. Pushing the envelope.
Tuesday night, I can't get you involved at the 10:30 face-off between the Kings and the Golden Knights to start Vegas
maybe,
and L.A. to start the season off?
Let's reassess Tuesday. I can't even think about hockey. hockey now. We're in the heart of football season.
I will say this weekend I do got to put the futures in play for the hockey.
Oh,
I got to get
futures.
I got to get the portfolio together. I got to get the card together for the season. So I'm going to have to square away some time for that this week.
You know,
what am I supposed to not get the season long futures in because we're doing all that? We got other things going on.
I'm not even going to answer him.
Big year for the baseball over unders, Joe. I got those tickets punched today with the season ending. 5-1.
Congrats.
Good year on the over unders. Good year. White Sox, the only one who let us down.
Yeah, the old man. The old man was taking naps.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's bad. You don't kick the guy.
He's going out the door anyway. Just let him go.
Just let him go.
All right, UCF's in for one here, Joe, with 5.5 to go.
Isaiah Bowser, former Northwestern. Remember, he made us some money week one last year? Bowser.
Against Boise, right? That was a Boise game where Boise melted in the heat in the second half.
Oh, I have a great prop play already this week. I don't know if
boy.
You want it. But
sure. I mean, I can't play it for college football, as I tell you every week. You know, you just kind of throw it in my face that I can't play any college props. But go ahead. Give it out to everybody else.
Do you want it now or you want it Friday? You tell me.
Give it to me now. I want a preview. Give it to me now.
Tyler Van Dyke overpassing, whatever it is.
What they got it? Whatever. You don't even know what it is yet?
No, they don't have it out. I don't care. How about that? I don't care. All right? I told you. I already said
wow.
it. I put it out there. I don't care what it is. How about that?
Mm.
Okay?
All right. Fine. Fair enough. All right.
Feel strong? Do you feel strong is the question.
I won't be playing that. So.
Good. Now I know I have a shot.
Well, I can't play it. Again. So
I tell you what, though. You know who's looking good this weekend?
Who's that?
I don't know if it's going to make the best bet. Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly.
I don't know about that game. I don't
Brian Kelly. All they do is coach them up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how'd he coach him up in the opening game against Florida State?
Oh yeah, I know. The kid misses an extra point, right? The kid misses an extra point. You're gonna hold Brian Kelly. Doesn't let me ask you, how are you feeling about your Notre Dame Fighting Irish going to Las Vegas this weekend against BYU? Because you think the Cougars are gonna just sit back? They're gonna punch you right back in the mouth. This is gonna be a slugfest this weekend.
No chance Notre Dame wins.
Oh, no chance?
No
Why
chance.
Is that?
Go
Why?
Ahead, bet BYU on the money line, Joe.
Jaren Hall's going to abuse your defense. Hall abuse Sitake. Kalani Sitake.
He looked good against Oregon.
Oh, you're going back. I see. Now you go back two games now. You just when we push around.
You're going back two games at Notre Dame, two games plus, because you don't care about their last performance when they beat North Carolina. You don't care about that game.
Oh no, that was a best bet of mine. You forget? Notre Dame was made the betting card that week on Carver and Lisa. He also made it on College Football Today. I was all over Notre Dame.
Mm. Is that right?
ND plus the points.
Wow.
I love this action. I don't know where you want to start, but I'm telling you this right now. I feel like I'm in the zone. I feel like I'm sitting dead red, and no matter what you throw at me, I'm swatting out. Bing! Bing! I just feel that.
All right, well, we'll do some of the bigger games, because what we usually do is Wednesday we do the bigger games, Thursday we do the smaller games, and then we kind of circle back to the bigger ones on Friday night when we do the full preview, so... let me give you a couple of them. Go ahead with Hendon Hooker going to Baton Rouge. So you're saying LSU is going to win this game? Is that what you're about? -3 for
the ball? I'm not sold on Tennessee's defense. The front seven is a concern, and they haven't been challenged yet. You know, Pittsburgh couldn't really run on them, and, you know, Ball State and all the teams that they beat, that's great. They're going to get hit in the mouth by the Tigers. Now, the only thing that scares me is Jaden Daniels. He hasn't really shown a propensity to stretch defenses over the top. But you know what? I think LSU's defense can keep him in it. I know the tempo could be a factor, but I got to roll with Emery. I got to roll with those running backs. Kayshon Booty's still there. And Brian Kelly at home in Baton Rouge. Go Tigers! I was against them last week. I think I'm going to be on them this week.
I'm on the over.
You're on the over?
Yep. Tennessee's going to score points, and they're going to allow them as well. Over.
So what do you think, 45, 40, 40, something like that?
No, I think that Tennessee can get into the low 40s and LSU in the high 20s.
No, come on. Are you kidding me? What disrespect?
Tennessee's going to win by double digits.
Now you're on the Hendon Hooker train, right?
All I'm of not a sudden, playing it. I'm only playing the over.
Now you're on the Hendon Hooker train. When Lisi put him on the map last year, he was on the do not play list. All of a sudden now he's on your favorites.
I'm not playing.
Bookmarked him.
I'm playing the over.
You bookmarked him.
I'm playing the over. I'm not back at Hendon Hooker. I'm backing him to score some points. That's about it.
All right, hot shot.
Arkansas 2 weeks ago was in the top 10. Everybody was basically carrying Sam Pittman around like he was King Tut. And now a couple of losses to Texas A&M and Alabama. And now they're getting 9.5 points in Stark Vegas.
Yeah. And this line was like 3, and they bet it up to like, and it keeps getting longer. I mean, here's the thing. I worry that Arkansas is a tired football team at this point. We could talk about it on the back end.
Yeah, we'll come back with it. It seems like a lot of points, but might not be. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
I am the king in my castle.
And Joe Lisi.
Talk football with us. Just a small town girl
living in a lonely world. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. So, Joe, this kid on SMU drops his foot. Did you see him drop that third down pass? I mean, he was
gone.
Yeah,
I did. Last drive, right?
They just punted. I'm right before the punt.
Yeah.
That kid, he was going to the house. He dropped that ball at the 50-yard line. He had everybody split, and that would have been a touchdown for SMU. And now UCF has just fumbled a snap, and SMU couldn't fall on it.
You wouldn't have gotten the over, though. You wouldn't have got the over.
Well, listen, the closer you get, this is like you. I mean, you sit here until the clock says zero, wishing for 4 scores and with 1 minute left in the game. So why can't everybody else?
You're always bringing up the bad beats. I noticed that. Always bringing up the bad beats.
It's funny. We were talking about the hockey before.
Yeah.
I love Joey, who tweets us all the time. Joey's
the
great, under, but
the over.
Joey, God, I can't do the in-game on the preseason games for the hockey right now. I can't do it, my man. I hope you hit it, brother. I hope you nail the under, the over 3.5 on the Stars and the Avs. But it's a bridge too far for me to walk, Joe. I just can't. I can't in the preseason get involved in this stuff.
This is what you do. You're the fire starter. You just take a little. You're like the inferno. That's it.
Let me get back to this. Are you taking the 9.5 with Arkansas or no?
No. I'm not touching the game. Okay. It's fishy because my heart tells me Arkansas. I was on A&M last week. That was a terrible pick against Miss State. And I'm just worried after you look at the schedule for Arkansas. I mean, you know, they play A&M, emotional rivalry game. They play Alabama, rivalry game, or, you know, a game that matters, obviously. And now they got to go on their own to Stark Vegas, those cowbells. And now I will say I laid this number last year and I lost. KJ Jefferson and the crew pulled this game out against Miss State. The kid missed field goals. They have played traditionally close games over the last 3 meetings, but
yeah, but this is we talked about this in the preseason, Joe. We talked about this in the preseason, and this is why I didn't want to get involved with Arkansas with their number and why I actually leaned to the under for the win total. They're a good football team. I'm not going to deny that. But for college football, for the schedules that these they had just a brutal walk. They just did. I mean, their non-conference games were tough except for Missouri State. They had a great win against Cincinnati, but it was a tough game. They go to A&M and lose it. Charlie said that game was at Jerry's World. They have the rivalry with A&M at Jerry's World. They lost a tough game. Play Alabama at home, they get whacked in the second half. They play at Mississippi State. They go to BYU. They go to Auburn. This is three road games in a row. This is the first of three road games in a row. Mississippi State, BYU, and then Auburn after a bye week. They have Liberty. They have LSU. They have Ole Miss. Like, their schedule, which at the beginning of the year was rated, like, you know, the hardest schedule in college football. And it is. And that's what is so difficult. You can't – it's hard. Like you said, they're drained out already, and they're five games in.
It's just that they played so many tough games, right? Cincinnati, South Carolina.
Yeah, and they're not done. They got – going to BYU
See,
next
if they
week.
Would've, if they would have beaten A&M, I think maybe that would have, like, you know, just emotionally, but they were beaten up last week. Like, they got beat up in the interior. Even though they put up 26 points, that game was a lot, you know, meaning one-sided in the first half. It was all Alabama.
Oh, right? Yeah. Arkansas had the third quarter. That was it. They got some points in the third quarter. Other than that, Alabama owned the game. So.
But I still don't know if Miss State is 10 points better than them. But I would say no play. Here's the thing. If people are looking
line,
for a pick,
Joe. It's a fishy line.
I know. So if
and I think that people who and I think that you're, you know, the people that just kind of look at the board on Saturday morning or Friday night, they're going to go, "Wow, Arkansas is getting 9.5. They're a good team. They've done this. They've done that." And I think that they could be setting you in the bear trap there, Joe, for that one.
All right.
Because they might get blitzed in that game on Saturday. They just might. SMU's got first and goal. The problem is there's 30 seconds left. So that ain't going to happen. If you played it at halftime, though, Joe, you're really rooting for this because it was 54.5 at halftime.
Yeah, this is it.
You just need a point.
Can you get a sizzler?
Oh, I stopped him at the one. Clock's ticking. Oh, man, if I play.
They have
and I stared at
SMU.
It at halftime. I stared at They're not using him. They got three timeouts. They're not using them, Joe. Clock's rolling. It's like they don't want to score. Now, how dopey is this? Don't tell me he called a timeout with 2 seconds left. There was 13 seconds left. They had a chance to score. What is happening here? They put 5 seconds back up. I don't know what's going on, Joe. All I know is if I played that halftime live over.
I'm glad I don't have the over. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you and me
I
both.
Would be jumping through the TV right now.
I was going to play it, too. I got too busy before the game and never got it in.
All right, so who would you take? You would take Miss State? I wouldn't take
I would take Miss State. I'm not going to play. It won't be on my card, Joe, but I would play Miss State. No. The Red River Shootout, which you're not allowed to call anymore. You got to call it the Red River Rivalry. The Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Texas -7.
Yeah, no way. No way.
I'm
taking OU.
Like,
I'm taking OU. They've won
I get
four
it.
Straight.
Oklahoma last week was just embarrassing.
Here's the thing. I'll just tell you why. I'm taking the points. They won four straight by 10 points per game. We know they won 55-48 last year. Kennedy Brooks is still running in the tunnel. I use that line a lot because their defense couldn't stop anybody. But the last 2 weeks, OU got taken care of. He didn't get in.
He did not get in.
Him.
I saw. I know.
Unbelievable. Stuffed. Well, anyway, they played Adrian Martinez and they played Max Duggan, both mobile quarterbacks, right? They beat him up on the ground. Texas with Hudson Card, and even if Quinn Ewers plays, they're not mobile. The defense is going to rebound to some capacity. Even if Dylan Gabriel's not playing, I think, you know what, Brett Venables understands the rivalry. He'll try to run 100 times in this game with Eric Gray and those running backs. Give me OU. I think they somehow, some way keep it close. There is no way they're going to get abused in this game. They'll run it down Texas's throat.
I would absolutely take the points in this game. And I don't like Oklahoma very much. But if you think they're going to run the football, Joe, you like the under for the 65? I'll say these games
are possible.
These games, especially recently, have been wild. 55-48, 53-45, 34-27, 48-45, 45-40. I mean, they have played some wild games, these two teams.
He scored.
Now they get the touchdown, Joe. What happened? Did they call timeout with 1 second left, or was there
was
a penalty
no time.
Or something?
It was a penalty, no time.
Wow, and it ends at 60. Oh, what a disgrace. Halftime overcashed.
How did they give them a play with no time?
I wasn't watching. I know. Who knows, Joe?
Amazing.
Who knows?
Anyway, here's the thing.
I like the override.
You're right. But you know what? I'm not touching the total. I'm touching Oklahoma because I like them. Again, here's the thing. They could get chunk plays in the running game. Texas, once they start breaking down in run support, we know they're like a chandelier. They can't stop the run. I know they played well against Alabama, but Bama still rushed for 161 yards on them. Oklahoma, especially if Dylan Gabriel's not playing, they're going to run the football. You know what? I don't blame Brent. Brent Venables has to get them back on track. If it means running every play, I don't care. Just beat them up in the interior. That's all you got to do. And I'm still not sold on your boy, Sark. So I'm taking the 7 points.
Well, look, the Sarks, are they getting Ewers back? I saw earlier in the week that he might try to play in this game.
Yeah, okay, good. So let him try to play.
You don't think he's good?
It's not that I don't think he's good.
You don't think he was playing well in the Alabama game before he got hurt?
Yeah, he's playing great, but he's a different type of quarterback than Adrian Martinez and Max Duggan. He's not mobile. Neither is Hudson Card. Hudson Card is not going to run RPOs all the time.
I don't want him in there.
I'm taking Oklahoma. I don't care.
I would take the points in this game. The games are too close every year. Yeah, the games are wild. I would take points in this game.
All right, I'm with you. Okay.
TCU and Kansas, an unlikely battle of the unbeatens in Lawrence, where I saw they're making a big deal. They've sold out for the third game in a row. I saw all those tweets today.
I'm going to take TCU just because I think Kansas right now is overexceeded. They're a fraud up until this point. And I'm not, a fraud. Hang on, not a fraud. Let me dial that back.
Go ahead.
They overexceeded expectations, and now I think they're Cinderella. They got a great win against Iowa State. They did great against Duke, and they're over their total. They're playing with house money. I just think that Sonny Dykes has better talent on the perimeter, and as good as Jalen Daniels is, I don't know if they're going to go toe to toe. And you know, I know the strength coach with Kansas, so I got to dial it back. Gildersleeve, he used to be at Akron.
What?
Terry Bowden, Matt Gildersleeve, he's the strength coach at Kansas.
All right,
used to be at Akron.
But here's the deal. You're right on one aspect. They've already, like you said, they're 5-0. Their win total was 2.5. Like, the talent on the team isn't there. Give your boy Lance some credit. He's done a great job. And here's the other problem for them already. They're 5-0. They got more than half the season to go. And already, the talk isn't even about the team anymore. It's about, is Lance going to go to Nebraska or Wisconsin? They still can't even finish up this great year that they're having in Kansas before the coaches leave in town. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
Now remember, nobody hits the quarterback.
And Joe Lisi.
Serpentine!
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. If you love the show, which why wouldn't you? You can listen whenever you want. This is the time of the show I like to tell you this. Occasionally, anywhere you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. Maybe you go to bed early at night and you want to listen to Carver and Lisi on your way to work in the morning or something like that, right, Joe? You can just fire it up,
of course,
right there. Rate, subscribe, review, wherever you get your podcasts. Carver and Lisi, So there you go, Joe. We got that in tonight. This just came across my desk, and you can comment on it.
You have like a newsroom?
Is that I got the news. I have my own personal one. My own personal breaking news desk.
Okay.
Here, Will Levis is questionable for Saturday's game against South Carolina.
Okay.
So, what was that line before today?
12.5 It got down to like 9.5 like an hour ago.
Yeah, well, guess what it's down to now?
4.5
6 So 6 points in a matter of a couple. So, it, and look, you follow the money, right, Joe? You follow the numbers.
At certain times, you follow the money.
Well, wait a second here, Joe. Let's put the pieces of the puzzle together. If Levis plays and the line's under 7, are you taking Kentucky?
If Levis plays and the line is under 7?
You're playing. Yeah. You're going to take Kentucky, right?
Yeah, but I might take Kentucky whether he doesn't play either.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just saying to you, don't you feel like, you know, this? I don't think he's playing, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
Because of that, because of that line movement.
Well, yeah, that means right. So there's a lot of people out there, the sharps, that are
tweeting out that he won't play. Yep.
You know, but I mean, you still have Britton Brown. You still have, you know, Tavion Robinson. You still have Chris Rodriguez. They can run at will on South Carolina. I mean, Arkansas did. You know, that's the concern. I have no faith in Spencer Rattler. Remember, your boy Rattler was supposed to turn around the program. He was supposed to be the best thing. He was going to be a Heisman Trophy dark horse.
Yeah. I guess this kid, Sharon, is going to play quarterback if Levis can't play, which he's questioning.
They go to Wildcat with Rodriguez a lot, though, too.
Yeah.
You know, where Rodriguez is back there, and look out. You know, remember when they had, what was his name? The wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins. Hang on.
Come back to it later when you figure it out.
It's not that I come back to it when I figure it out. Stop it. He was the
I don't know.
Quarterback. You do know, during the COVID year. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Yeah, all right, I'm brain freeze.
Like I said, I'm going to move on while you try to remember who it is. Is that all right? Can I do that?
Lynn Bowden.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean sure? It was a Miami Dolphin.
I know. Give me Kentucky if it's under a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Is that good? You're good with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a best bet, but I would still.
By the way, I didn't get to tell you either. I like TCU in the Kansas game.
Yeah, I like them a little. I'm not playing that game either. Good.
Not playing that game. Let me guess. You're on Jeff Scott with the 27.5 against Cincinnati on the road.
No, I'm on Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
I'm on in the early action. Not Jeff Scott yet. You know,
I like the under in the Michigan game. 58.5
Yeah.
Indiana's not going to score any points. Michigan's only going to score. They're getting like that game's going to be like 38.
You know what's crazy is that Penn State has a bye and Michigan doesn't.
38-10 Michigan win.
You know what? With the look ahead to Penn State, I might take Indiana.
Wow. 22.5 right now.
Michigan goes there. They struggle typically. Let me look at the series.
Bloomington.
They do. What are you laughing at?
Indiana. Come on.
They do.
Typically struggle in Indiana.
Hang on. All right. You see, now I got to go to the tape.
Get the tape.
I got to go to the tape. Hang on. I know for a fact when they had Stevie Scott, they played some. When they had Nate Sudfeld, they played some.
Gundy going to cover the 9.5 at home against Texas Tech?
Yes.
No problem.
Meanwhile, Michigan only won one straight in the series. So, ready? Here we go. You ready, guy?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So,
COVID year doesn't count.
Oh,
COVID year doesn't count. That was a complete anomaly in the history of Indiana football.
All right. So, you're. All right. But could we give them at least a cover in the COVID year if you don't want to give them the outright win?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, 2019, they lost by 25. I'm assuming no cover. 2018, they covered. They lost by 11.
What did they do last year? What did they do last year?
Lost by 22.
Okay, so 22, and then in 19, it was 25. Keep going.
11, they covered that year. That was a big spread. That was like 20.
Still 21. Won by double digits. Good.
7. Okay.
Bad year for Michigan. Where was that game?
Okay.
Bloomington or
Bloomington,
at the Big
House? Bloomington. Yeah. Bloomington.
Following you're only you want to only do the Bloomington games, right? You said
The Bloomington.
That's actually to be fair, Joe. I'm gonna be fair to you. Originally, you said in Bloomington they struggled.
Okay.
So the games at the Big House shouldn't count.
All right, so you're ready. Bloomington, 2020, they win. But you don't want
like
to count.
Like I said,
that.
I'm not counting that.
Okay.
I'm not counting it.
2019, they lose by 25. Okay. 2017, they lose by 7. 2015. They lose by 7. 2010, they lose by 7. How much more do you want me to go back?
So other than the 25-point game, they actually have struggled in Bloomington?
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. I'm not playing the game. Just the under.
I knew you were going to do that. You're going to make me go through the whole thing, and then on top of it, you're going to take the other side. Typical.
No, I'm not taking the other side. I said I'm taking the under.
All right, I'm taking Indiana. I don't know if it's going to be
a best bet for me this week.
All right. Well,
it's on my card.
Indiana. It's not a best bet, but I might dabble.
You confident in Georgia covering 29.5?
Yes, a little bit. Yes, I am. I'm willing to go back on the well because I think everybody's going to be off because they got pushed to the limit. So I like
Auburn,
to jump in those scenarios.
Sucks too, man.
Here's the thing, too. I'll throw a stat out there. You ready?
Yeah.
39-0 since 2016, every time Georgia pounds the rock for over 200. They're averaging 5.2 yards per carry. Auburn got abused by John Emery and LSU in the second half of the in the run game. They gave up 185 yards on the ground. I think Georgia runs
Penn
at will
State
on them.
Penn State abused them on the ground, too.
I know.
Didn't they?
235 they put up on them.
Wow.
I like Georgia. I think Georgia rolls.
You know what? But with what you're saying, run game, I kind of like that under as well.
Okay.
I kind of like that under, too.
34-10. Georgia's won four or five straight in the series by 18 points per
34-10. Now Auburn would cover 34-10.
Yeah, but that was with Bo Nix, not Robbie Ashford.
Yeah. I know you're on UCLA with the 3.5, so.
I love UCLA is going to win the ball game outright.
Now, to be fair, you really don't even need to play this game because you have so much. This game pushes along so many things for you in the future department that you really don't even need to play this game.
But I am playing this game.
You're already heavily invested in this game.
Yeah, but I'm playing it anyway. What do you mean?
Okay, so you're going in for more.
Yeah, I'm doubling the meat. It's a best bet. How about that?
All right.
I know you like that. I know you like that.
I think Utah's going to win the game.
I knew you did.
But I'm rooting for UCLA.
I don't even know what that means, but I'll take
it. I'm not betting the game, Joe.
Okay.
I want to see you win. Mm-hmm. I want UCLA to win. My head says that Utah's going to win the game.
Okay.
I'm rooting for UCLA for you.
Again, I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
I think I'm pretty clear about it. If I was looking at the game in a serious aspect, I think that Utah's better than UCLA. I am not going to bet the game. I am going to root for you and hope that UCLA wins. What's wrong with that?
Can I throw some stats out there that back up my argument?
Sure.
Since 2018, Utah, 10-9 straight up on the road or on a neutral field. Who did Utah struggle week one with? You guessed it, Anthony Richardson, mobile quarterback. I'll talk to everybody out in Toronto. The mobile quarterback, right? Well, what is DTR? He's mobile, 7.1 yards per carry, okay?
Mobile.
So, mobile, like your mobile phone.
Hmm.
I like poking the bear. Everybody makes fun of the New Yorkers. Oh, you got an accent. Listen to you, right? I mean, everybody likes to pick on the tri-state. Oh, your accent. And then we have people talking, y'all. mobile, but we're supposed to accept that, right? I'm just saying.
Sorry.
Right or wrong? Maybe you have the problem, not us.
Maybe.
Right? Possible. It's possible. It's possible they have the problem, not us. Go ahead.
You're going to lay 26 and a half with Ohio State at East Lansing?
Yeah, you know, they built race them every time. I mean, that they couldn't keep it close with Kenneth Walker. Do we think they're going to keep it close without Kenneth? What?
I really don't. I think they're going to shellack them.
I think they're going to shellack them, too, by like, what, 40?
It's possible.
Do we think Michigan State can score on them?
No. I don't.
I don't either. I'm not ready to. I think Ohio State kills them, but I'm not ready.
All right, let me ask you this. Friday. This is the key game of the week, okay? Because I just saw you tweeting out practice photos from the ULM practice. The ULM's catching 13 and a half at home against Coastal.
You don't think that's a cheap line for Terry? I'm taking the points.
God.
They beat him like 52-3 last year, didn't they?
Coastal destroyed him last year at their place.
I know. Terry's ready.
On the teal carpet. They beat him up last year.
I know, but Terry's ready. It's homecoming.
Now, who did Terry beat while I was away? Who did Terry won a game, right?
The ULFA rivalry game.
That's right. They beat the
21-17.
They beat the Cajuns. That's right. Because
hey,
I remember
they got 2 wins, 2-3 on the.
They don't even. They don't even know win another game. The fact that he beat the Cajuns this year, that's enough for him.
Right, but I mean
that probably gets him a 3-year extension. Just beating the Raging Cajuns.
With all due respect, his total was 2.5, and he played Texas and Alabama two of the first three games.
No question. Does he have another winnable game?
Yeah, why can't
honestly,
he win this game?
Coastal.
That's just your guy, Grayson McCall.
He is.
You like every. You like everything about
Coastal. I bet him to win the Sun Belt.
Coastal sending your kids to college. I know. I
played him to win the Sun Belt. Let me see if Terry can get another win. Man, Texas State at home. I don't know. At Georgia State on the road. We'll have to look at this show. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
And Joe Lisi.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Terry will win another game, Joe. That over 2.5 will cash for you. I know you got tickets on it. So don't worry about that.
Could he win the Sun Belt?
Won't be this week, but they will get over the 2.5 for you. No worries. They'll win a couple more. In fact, Joe, I'll give you this. They'll probably win. I think they'll get to 4 or 5 wins. How about that?
It's a good job by him starting out.
He won 4 last year, right?
Yep.
I'd like to see him get to 5. You gotta take a little small step up. I'd like to see him get to 5. Which is very difficult considering he had Texas and Alabama on his schedule this year, which is, you know,
I mean,
not ideal.
Beats you up for the rest of the year. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, it's two absolute guaranteed losses that you have no chance of winning the game. So, I mean, you only play 12 games. You take 2 right out, that means there's only 10 left. For him to win 5, he's got to split them. So, that's a tough ask. At ULM. Are we both in agreement that Nick's going to lay the wood on Jimbo on Saturday night?
No.
Okay. So you're not with me on that. Okay.
I'm taking the 24. I'm closing my eyes. I'm taking the 23.5.
Yeah, I'm laying it.
I think guess who you're with on Saturday?
Who am I with?
Joe Poe.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, what are you going to do, Joe? This is the same. We have the same conversation every week. All right. In the today's day and age of legalized mobile sports betting, the public's going to be on every, you know, there's
no,
somebody
no, no,
in the
but this is an overreaction, Carver.
So.
This is complete. Alabama plays in the 3:30 window on CBS. Boat races Arkansas with the backup quarterback. Texas A&M loses outright to Miss State. Now the game is in primetime on CBS.
The game was in primetime since April, Joe.
I want the Aggies.
That game's been at 8 o'clock for months. Carbon Lee Sports Radio. Back after this.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.